On Capitol Hill this morning, four police officers testified about the hand-to-hand combat they engaged in on January 6th when supporters of former President Trump attacked the Capitol building as Congress was certifying the election results. D.C. police officer Michael Fanone was asked why he thought it's important to investigate what happened.
Part of the healing process from recovering from the traumatic events of that day is having the nation accept the fact that that day happened.
And Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney, one of only two Republicans sitting on the House Select Committee to investigate the riot, took aim at members of her own party who downplay what happened on January 6th and continue to fan false flames of election fraud.
We must issue and enforce subpoenas promptly. We must get to objective truth. We must overcome the many efforts we are already seeing to cover up and obscure the facts.
Joining us now is Washington Post national security reporter Karun Demirjian, who's been at this hearing. And Karun, anything new that you heard in this recounting of the events from January 6th?
I mean, look, I think that we heard more detail. We saw more detail and more videos, and we got the raw emotion from a lot of people as well as they were telling these stories. I mean, these four officers have been public already with their experience, but this was, I'm looking at my phone just to be sure, 3.5 hours of retelling this story and reliving the story, too. And you saw that a lot of them had very emotional reactions while they were either giving their opening statements or answering the lawmakers' questions.
Not just the officers, but a couple of the lawmakers teared up as well. Before the hearing began, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy held a news conference. He and others are trying to shift the blame for the Capitol Hill security lapse to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and roundly criticizing her for rejecting Republican nominees to the committee.
Why were we ill-prepared for that day, and how can we make sure that it will never happen again? But unfortunately, Speaker Pelosi will only pick on people onto the committee that will ask the questions she wants asked. That becomes a failed committee and a failed report, a sham that no one can believe.
McCarthy once said, not long after the insurrection happened, that Trump bears responsibility for what happened on that day. What do you think his strategy is?
Well, I mean, I think that the strategy is that he's been opposed to this Select Committee investigation from the get-go. It was very interesting, actually, to hear in that press conference, Elise Stefanik, who's the number three Republican, replaced Liz Cheney as number three Republican, used almost the exact terminology. She said Nancy Pelosi bears responsibility. The echo struck me immediately from being exactly what McCarthy had said about Trump months before. But he's been opposed to this investigation. He's angry that Pelosi wouldn't seat two of the five Republicans. He wanted to be a part of the investigation. She had said that she wasn't going to do that because of the incendiary remarks they made, because one of them could have been a witness in the probe. But the position of the House GOP leader is, well, this is a smear against Trump. And the strategy they seem to be coalescing around is point the finger across the aisle at the leader of the Democratic Party on the Hill, which is Nancy Pelosi. This has been burbling below the surface for quite a while, that there have been these charges made about Pelosi before, but this seems to be formulating into a concerted effort to have that be the countercharge for everything that we hear going on in the hearing room, where there is no countercharge because the seven Democrats and two Republicans on this panel all have this common purpose about wanting to retell the experience of January 6th, find accountability, and they've all been fairly public about where they believe that accountability lies. Everybody on this panel voted in favor of Trump's impeachment, and they're going to be doing an investigation that's going to be very methodical, but they come into it as politicians who have stated that position already.
Who's on the witness list? Do we know? Is it possible that the committee could subpoena former members of the Trump administration?
It is possible. At this point, we don't know who's on the witness list. We just know that these officers who spoke today are appearing. The problem with subpoenas is that the House has not had the greatest luck subpoenaing members of the Trump administration and having them actually show up without fighting it in court. Now, they're no longer in the White House, so it's less easy for them to fight on things like questions of privilege or immunity and things like that. But there's probably going to be it's probably not going to be an easy sell to get members in quickly.
Yeah, they may not.
Also,
they may not respect the subpoena, yeah. Karun Demirjian is a national security reporter covering Capitol Hill for The Washington Post. Thanks so much.
Thank you.